Good morning, everyone, or good afternoon. I'm running late on this podcast. I'm going to be talking about disorientation and dyslexia, so it makes sense that I'm running late. So let's talk a little bit about it. Okay, so I set out to record this podcast this morning at about 9 o'clock in the morning. Looking at the time, it's 3:30-ish in New Zealand. So only 6.5 hours after I decided I was going to do this. So we get there in the end. So what happened? I guess today, for me personally, I had one of my disorientated dyslexic days where the brain just was running at a different speed to what I was doing. I had moments where I was really focused on work and smashed through some stuff, and I just went, wow, that work is excellent. And I did it in record time. Like I did something in 15 minutes that I see people take months to do, or to come up with the ideas and the concepts. Not about building my ego, but it's just what, you know, it's the great part of dyslexia. And then I tried to put the washing in the fridge instead of the washing machine. And that's the other side of dyslexia. Now, just to be fair, the washing machine is right next to the fridge. And I was just disorientated. I was in my head thinking about everything and trying to do two or three things at once. And I just opened the wrong door and I was just looking there going, okay. And just, yep, that's one of those days. And it's kind of been like that all day. Lots of little things where you're just like, okay, I just can't even get started in some things. And then other things I've been absolutely fine. And I can, you know, it's one of those, you know, disorientation is really when your perception of reality and what you're doing in the real world differs from what's in your head and things don't go quite to plan. It happens to us all at some point in varying degrees. You'll have days where you feel like it hasn't really affected you at all. You'll have other days where you feel overwhelmed, anxiety, and just going, ah, sheesh. Now, for me these days, I am relaxed about it. You know, I know today has been a strange one. If I look back at the end of the day, I probably can pull on 4, 5, 6 things that have moved me forward in different parts of my life, which have been really cool, from business to health and stuff, little things that have been ticks in the boxes. But then, you know, I used to beat myself up saying I could have done more if I just not had this dyslexia thing, this disorientation thing where I was just a bit off. I could have got a lot more done. I could have been more focused. I could have had everything going right for me. But it didn't. So I've just learned to accept that now. It's like there are days where that's going to happen to me. And we all go through it. And as, you know, as the holiday period comes on, everyone's working really hard to get up to the Christmas break. And we kind of can sometimes experience more of these kind of days where things, you know, there's more pressure, more time pressure. And what you find a lot, and I find a lot, is when the time pressure really ticks up, we get more intense on what we're doing. We get better at it, faster at it. We work harder at it. And we're really good at finishing things when there's a really tight deadline. We're the guys that leave our homework until about 2 days before it has to go in, even though we've had a month, and then we smash it out in some format that we think is right. Or, you know, same with work projects or running events. I'm a great one for putting something in the diary and not actually doing anything to plan a birthday party until about a day before or 2 days before. Occasionally things pop in before that. And these things happen. And I used to beat myself and say, oh, you could be more efficient and effective if you did it this way, if you went down the left brain path. But, you know, I'm not left brained. I'm a right brain thinker. And I have to take the good with the bad. You know, no one feels great not having felt bad. You have to have both sides of the coin to feel the other. You can't feel bad if you've not felt great. It's the only way you can compare the two. So it means that, you know, we all go through this process of ups and downs. And today for me, you know, it's not been a terrible day. It's just been a dyslexic day. And I just have to accept that, hey, a few good things have happened, but we're not going to move probably quite as fast as I may have thought this morning towards where I'm going. And so there's nothing wrong with it. Take a knee. Just have a rest. Enjoy the rest of the day and reset. I usually try on these days to go to bed early, you know, try and get in a couple of extra hours of sleep and hope it I wake up fresh. Because what I find is very rarely you have the same day exactly the same, or you wake up the same way. Like, I'll wake up tomorrow and I'll feel different. I'll have different challenges and different things I need to do. And, you know, it will be different. It doesn't track on for 3-4 weeks. It's usually a day. It's a day, and then I have a couple of good days. I may have a couple of bad days, but it doesn't last forever. And the more you can accept those what I would call bad days, or those days where you're not quite in control, you know, the happier you're going to be. You know, just smile, nod, carry on, go have a rest, find something fun to do, and just enjoy it. Just be yourself. We're all this type of individual that needs that. So that's what I wanted to share today, guys. It's been a bit of a weird day, as you can tell. And I'll try and do an extra podcast this week because I've got a good one lined up that I haven't done today. So have an epic rest of your day.